Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Senior insurance agent. Oh, my God, I'm an idiot. Anyway, good morning. How you doing? Dimitri live. Shut up. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Big Willie 105.5. Also the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. We've got a big announcement regarding the River Talk Radio Network radio station signals. I'll be sharing that with you after we get our daily fix of Mr. Big Willie himself, a legendary Valley OTR truck driver who talks with us from his luxurious cab, the Freightliner Cascadia 124. Mr. Big Willie, how you doing this morning, sir?
I was doing great. I listened to both of your guests. Now I'm depressed.
Well,
organized crime back in Wheeling. And now I got my health insurance is going to go through the roof. Now I got to call Serena Hackathorn and ask her about mine.
Exactly. A lot of people, and no one else is telling you this. Nobody else is telling you this, that this is the first that anybody has heard about this in the Upper Ohio Valley, all because they're listening to this show on Big Willie 105.5.
Right.
The insurance rates are going to be going up. This is the reason why they're going up. They're going to be going up a lot. And please consider Serena Hackathorn, Health Markets Insurance Agency, because they're the only ones telling you about this, which is amazing to me.
Somebody else, I get mine online, the old Obamacare, whatever it's called. But a lot of the trucking companies out there, I mean, if you're listening, a lot of your owner-operators probably do the same thing. We have to carry our own insurance.
You got to call Serena Hackathorn. Seriously, you got to call her.
Mean, if you're an owner-operator, truck driver, construction owner-operator or something, call Serena and get the answers. And I'm going to have to call because now I'm afraid I'm going to get a 27% increase in my insurance and nobody said nothing to me.
Well, that's why.
It's all online.
That's why you've got to listen to me. You go online, you get people from the Philippines and India, and all they want to do, which is, they're all lovely people, and they're just trying to make a living, feed their families, but all they want to do is sell you stuff. Serena Hackathorn says, no, you need to know what exactly is going on here and how we can try to mitigate the costs here for you. Serena's the only one. We've been using her for years.
Yeah, and if I can get a hold of Senora Michaela, I mean, I'm all for it. You know, she seems like a nice lady.
So oh, she's Senora wonderful.
Michaela,
Williams. Yeah. Anyway, so what's my sources tell me.
Hey, is Carly, wait a minute. Is Carly married?
No, she's not. She's available. Of course, you've got a common law marriage.
No.
What?
She got cats.
Does she have what?
She have any cats or just dogs?
She has dogs. I don't think she has cats. I think the dogs ate them. But she has dogs.
I wonder if she talks to her cats all night.
I don't think she has cats. She loves her dogs. Her and they take good care of her. They protect her.
I bet you she talks to them all night long.
No, Carly's good people. Let me tell you, she is very, very.
I gotta come meet her.
I'm sorry?
I gotta come meet her one day.
Well, she may not want to meet you. That's if we're gonna be brutally honest about this. You know, that's not exactly. Hey, Carly, you can see Mr. Big Willie himself. Ah, no, that's okay. I think I look at the homeless people. So anyway, what's going on with you?
If me and her got talking, you would be left out probably.
Well, that's yes.
Right. You'd be there with your hand up in the air, going hello, hello.
Like, so
anyhow,
yes.
The trucking world, man, it's falling apart to some people, I guess. You had some major companies shut down last week, and this week coming up, Carol Fulmer, trucking company, thousands of people and trucks laid off and just shut down. Montgomery Truck Lines is huge. They're down in Alabama. They do a lot of local stuff, but they do a lot of flatbed work. They just up and left all their drivers hanging and told them to shut it down, and they were out of business, and everybody's like, all these poor guys and these poor companies and this and that. It's like it's almost like a 4% decrease in trucking companies this year, from 2023, I think it is. So I think there's like 350,000 trucking companies registered with the DOT right now, somewhere in that area. 2023 is like 390 some thousand. But, you know, people got to understand, I understand the truck driver's out of business and ain't their fault, but these companies have been running, you know, there's only one reason or two reasons why they're going out of business. And I'm doing just fine. I'm making about half of what I did 2 years ago, Dimitri. At least half. So we used to make gross $13,000 a week, $12,000 a week, two and a half, three years ago. Now we're lucky to make $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a week. That's gross. That's not counting everything. Paying yourself, medical insurance, fuel, all the maintenance costs, everything. So it sounds great until you got to write the checks out. So you might look like you got a little money every other day, but then you're broke just like everybody else. And you pray to God nothing big happens. But these companies have gotten by with cheap freight for so long because they use cheaper drivers, some of these companies. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them have, and they got away with not doing maintenance. And then when it all starts to catch up and the DOT starts cracking down, and they're getting busted out there left and right, and then their insurance goes up. You know, there's a reason behind most of it. They've taken advantage of drivers. They've taken advantage of companies. The brokers have taken advantage of them. I know brokers that, for a fact that I know, have gotten $1,500 per load, and then they try to tell the driver, oh, we can only give like $800 on this. You know, and it, what are you supposed to do? Drive empty from Detroit back to Ravenswood, West Virginia? Or do you take an $800 load to cover your fuel? And that's what happens. They know where you're going to go. They know where the loads are. They know what's wrong. And they know how to screw you. I mean, it's as plain and simple. And they're going to start cracking down on it, according to Trump and Sean Duffy from the FMCSA, the DOT. So they said they're going to start being more transparent. Something's got to give. They shouldn't be able to just take 50% of the load to brokers and leave the drivers out there. I know we're in a free world, but I mean, there's got to come a point where you say, hey, when it comes down to, you know, feeding my family or fixing my brakes, that's what's happening. Guys are feeding their family. They're paying their regular bills. They're not focusing on spending all their money on maintenance on PMs to keep their trucks up because they just can't afford it sometimes. You know, so that's a big issue. So they got to have some transparency in the brokerages, and they got to start being more fair with the pricing, or because the cost of everything went up. I know maintenance garages that won't even answer my phone call because I'm an independent owner operator. Because they don't want to lay it to me. You know what I mean? So, but if you're Swift or J.B. Hunt or one of these other, a Super Ego or one of these other companies, they'll answer the phone right now because they can charge whatever they want because your truck's sitting on the side of the road. So they get this national registry of numbers they call these big companies like UPS, FedEx. They get this number they call, and they call this number, and they just dispatch who's ever signed up. There is no negotiations, none. Same way with tow truck companies. There's no negotiation with it. Your truck's going to get towed if a state cop calls. If you get stuck on the side of the road and you're sticking down the road, that state cop's going to call that tow company. You're going to pay whatever they bring. So if they bring a safety vehicle now, they call it, another pickup truck for safety, and then they bring a tow truck, it could be, you know, $2,000 to go 10 miles. You don't know what you're going to get, but if I know somebody that can come get me or call and as an owner-operator, then that's what I'm going to do to try to save money. If I got towed one time and blow out, you know, God forbid, somebody flattens my tires or something, that could be $7,000-$8,000 in a day. You know, I don't know too many people that just get put out $7,000-$8,000 every other week for maintenance or do stuff. So the owner-operators are getting beat up. The companies are definitely getting beat up. They got 400 or 500 trucks, you know, and all these drivers because their maintenance costs are through the roof right now. Fuel goes up and down through the roof. The tow companies are getting paid. How come the tow companies got the nicest, chromed-out-looking million-dollar trucks? Every time you see a big tow company, what do you see? You don't see an old, scraggly 1989 Peterbilt going down the road. No, you see a million-dollar, 360-degree rotator with chrome. Every light you can get, they got chrome. They got tow truck shows out in Cincinnati and stuff in Louisville. down at the fairground thing, they got these big shows where it's like showing off fire trucks, you know, and they look at all the chrome, look at all the lights, look what we can do. I remember back in the day, like Middle Creek, they come out to an accident on the interstate back in the day, and they just had a tow truck. He had a tow truck. And I think Middle Creek probably one of the ones that just kind of keep it original, keep it simple. But, man, I'm not calling out people. You feel like he's Bill's towing and the other Bill out in Salesville, the Bill in St. Clair's Bill, and all these other ones. And, man, they just put the money out there. So my truck don't look like that, and there's not a shot in you-know-where that I could ever get a truck for $1 million. These trucks are ridiculous now. $288,000 for a brand new truck. I mean, that's a $5,000 a month payment. You know, $5,000 a month. How in the world can you buy a brand new truck? And then you got companies now that are forcing drivers. So if you want to go to work for FedEx or UPS or some of them, you have to have a 10-year or newer truck. So you can't have an older truck. You know, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, I know guys that have 1999 Peterbilts or Kenworths that run better than these new trucks, but they can't get accepted into stuff because their truck's 10 years or older, because it's not, according to them, roadworthy, which it doesn't make zero sense. Everything is on there. You know, you could change everything on the truck. I changed everything in my truck. You know, springs, leaves, everything, brakes. So, I mean, this is what drives the cost up, and it's all these big corporations and companies and insurance companies, and they just keep driving the rates up, and it just keeps driving the cost of living up. I mean, so it all comes around full circle eventually. I see now the fire trucks, the Rev company, Rosenbauer and them, they had a big congressional thing with all the fire truck people. You can't even buy a fire truck now for probably, you know, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000. I remember back in the day, you'd get one for $100,000, you know, and your payments were, you know, like $5,000 a year or $10,000 a year. And now their payments are $30,000 a year. You know, it's just ridiculous. And they got a backlog of trucks. I seen a Rev company had a backlog from 2021. Of one fire department in New York bought a $1.2 million fire truck, and it's been on back order and not finished for almost 3 years now. 3 years. So how are they allowed to sell these people stuff, take their money? Now, so that means their other truck is sitting there. If it's out of service or whatever, they can't even go get it. They can't just, you got to wait 3 years to get a truck at $1.2 million. Where I'm at, the fire department's got a $16,000 a year fire budget. $16,000 a year. I know high counties, they get the state money, they get a county fire fee, they got a little money from the county for the COVID money they had left over. So they're blessed. Almost all of them got good fire stations now, except for Tredelphia. They got washed away. They're fixing theirs up, and they're trying to get their stuff back in. I mean, Clearview's got their original station or something still, but you look like Wheeling Fire Department, they got their new headquarters. But I don't understand how these fire departments in Ohio every year, they don't get that money. They don't get stuff like that, but they still survive because they do bingo, steak fries, chicken fries, but they can't afford a new truck. I know my local department's looking for a new tanker. And they got like a 1987 tanker, and it puts down the road. But guess what? It takes water to the fire. It's still there. But our insurance is probably going to be higher because of the ratings. But these companies, they can't afford a $30,000 a year fire truck when you're $16,000 a year on a budget. So everything comes around a full circle between all these companies charging outrageous amounts of money for drag trailers, for fire trucks, for cars. It just doesn't make sense. It's a shame what the world's coming to again. The stuff's out of control. But thank God Trump's in. They're starting to look at this stuff. They're starting to investigate, you know, the FMCSA and the DOT are starting to check in on all the trucking companies and all this, the insurances and the brokers and everybody taking advantage of everybody else. And now they're having congressional hearings about the fire departments and the fire trucks, and they should. And there's so much more that needs taken care of, let alone Trump, everybody getting mad about Trump.